Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹,
Before I begin, I just want to thank everyone who was involved in putting yesterday's outing together.
一开始我先要, 谢谢各位在昨天尽心尽力把我们的教会教友办好的人。
It is because of the labors of many that we were able to have a good time of fellowship together.
因为许多人他们的劳苦, 我们昨天才有一些美好的交通。
Before we open up God's word, let us look to Him in prayer.
在我们看主的话之前, 我们先寻求他的面。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
pray, Lord, that you would humble our hearts.
主啊, 求你让赐我们谦卑的心。
That as we come to your word, we would come with expectant hearts.
让我们到你话语面前是带着期盼的心,
anxious and willing to hear your words of life,
急迫的, 愿意, 乐意的来听你赐人生命的道,
speak through your word in a mighty way,
愿你的话大有能力地说在我们中间,
may we encounter you and be changed,
愿我们遇见你, 愿我们被改变,
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This year, as you remember, our theme for this year is Made Holy, Useful for the Master.
大家记得我们今年的教会的主题是成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And we've been spending a lot of time, especially on the English side, figuring out what it means to be holy.
尤其是在楼上英文的聚会, 我们花很多的时间来讲到什么是圣洁,
and what does it mean for God to be holy?
那还有神是圣洁的, 这句话是什么意思?
And when we think of that theme, made holy, useful for the master, there are two interpretations that come up.
当我们讲到我们要成为圣洁, 合乎主用, 有两个应用。
Made holy could mean God makes us holy.
成为圣洁一方面可以说是神使我们成圣,
but it could also mean we act in a manner that is holy.
成为圣洁另外一个意思呢, 也可以说是我们活出一个圣洁的生命。
So when Paul in 2 Timothy says, made holy, useful for the master, which does he mean?
所以当保罗在提摩太后书那时候说成为圣洁合乎主用是说什么呢?
As I was preparing for this sermon, I came across an interesting phrase.
当我在预备今天信息的时候, 我遇到一个很有意思的一句话。
The phrase is positional holiness is no substitute for practical holiness.
这句话是说, 在地位上的成圣, 绝不可以替代在生命实际上的圣洁。
Let me say that again. Positional holiness is no substitute for practical holiness.
我再重复一次, 我们在地位上的成为圣洁, 不可以取代在实际上的圣洁。
What struck me as so interesting about that phrase?
对我来说这句话是有很重要的,很需要了解的。
What does it mean by positional holiness?
什么是一个地位上的圣洁?
Well, when we talk about position, mean where are we?
这个地位上是讲到我们是站在一个什么样的地位?
So when I got to the park yesterday and got into the parking lot, I had to figure out where our position was in the park.
昨天当我去教会郊游的场地的时候, 我车子停好了, 我必须知道我们教会的郊游是在公园的哪一个位置。
Or if you're single and there's a guy or a girl that you like, and they know it, they want to know what's our position.
当你 单身，你在有一个你所喜欢的男孩或女孩的时候，你想要知道对方的位置地位是在哪里。
So positional holiness means our position of holiness.
所以这个地位上的圣洁是就是讲到我们此处我们站立的我们的圣洁的这个位置。
Where do we stand with God?
我们在神面前的位置是怎么样的一个位置？
Position of holiness means in God's eyes we are holy.
所以在地位上的圣洁是说到在神的眼中我们是圣洁的。
It refers to the act of God.
是讲到那位行动的神。
That God is the one who acts.
是神在工作。
And he is the one who makes us to be holy.
是他使我们成为圣洁。
And so when we look at the gospel in the New Testament, the summary of the gospel is Jesus Christ came and died to make us holy.
所以我们看到福音的一个总归就是讲到耶稣基督来到我们中间，他为我们死，让我们可以成为圣洁。
What does practical holiness mean?
可是圣洁的实际是什么？
Practical holiness means our actions.
那圣洁的实际是在说到我们的行为。
Practical holiness is my actions in living out holiness.
所以圣洁的实际讲到我们的行为中是否是活出圣洁。
So I thought those two terms were a good way of summarizing those two ways of interpreting us being holy.
所以这两个不同的说法，我认为是一个很好来总结我们在说到我们要成为圣洁的这个它的意义。
We are holy because God acts and makes us holy.
我们是圣洁的，因为是神使我们成为圣洁。
But we are holy because we act holy.
而我们是成为我们是圣洁的，是因为我们在生活行事为人中，我们也活出圣洁。
And it takes only a very quick reading through the Old Testament to realize these things don't always go together.
你如果有稍微读过旧约圣经，你就知道这个地位上和实际上的圣洁不一定可以是同时一定都会存在的。
God saves his people Israel out of Egypt.
神拯救他的以色列百姓从埃及救出来。
He makes them his own people.
他使这些百姓成为他的子民。
He says, you are holy.
他说了你们是圣洁的。
They have positional holiness.
所以他们在地位上是圣洁的。
In God's eyes, they are his holy people.
在神的眼中这群百姓是他圣洁的子民。
But then if you look at their practical holiness, what do we see?
可是你看到他们圣洁的实际，你看见的是什么？
Oftentimes we see that it's missing.
我们许多时候看见的是写到他们如何的缺乏这样子的圣洁。
We see God making them holy.
我们看到神使他们成圣了。
But then he always constantly has to remind them to be holy.
可是神又不无时无处的一直提醒他们你们要活出圣洁。
And so we need both of these kinds of holiness.
所以我们需要两面的圣洁我们都要。
Let me illustrate this with the story of Lazarus in the Gospels.
让我们用福音书里面拉撒路的故事来做个阐述。
You know that Lazarus dies from a sickness and he's buried.
我们知道拉撒路因为患病他死了而且埋葬了。
And Jesus waits several days before he gets there.
耶稣在当地停留了几天，然后才去拉撒路那。
And he stands outside the tomb and he calls out to Lazarus, Lazarus, come out.
所以当耶稣站在拉撒路的坟墓外面，他叫着说，拉撒路出来。
Now in that story, who is acting?
在这样的记载中，是谁在谁在工作？
We know that it's God acting. He is bringing Lazarus back to life.
我们知道是神在工作，他使拉撒路从死里复活。
But there's another component.
可是还有另外一个部分。
Lazarus also acts himself.
拉撒路他自身他也有动作。
He comes out of the tomb.
他就从墓中出来了。
Both are needed for Lazarus to have a new lease on life.
这两边的动作都需要让拉撒路有个新的生命。
If God acted, but Lazarus did not, what would happen?
如果神做了，可是拉撒路没有回应，将会如何？
That means he would be brought back to life, but he would never leave the tomb.
那就代表说他会活了，可是他就留在坟墓里。
He would still not have new life.
他仍然不是一个活的生命。
He would just die in the tomb.
他就死在坟墓里。
But what if Lazarus acted and God did not?
可是如果拉撒路他自己动了，而神没有动呢？
Well, then obviously nothing would happen as well.
那很明显的，什么也不会发生。
Lazarus is dead. He can't come out of the tomb himself.
其实拉撒路是死的，他要动，他也没有办法出来。
So Lazarus needs both working in his life for new life.
所以拉撒路要有一个新的生命活出来，他要有双方的动作。
God acting.
神要做事。
Lazarus acting.
拉撒路也要做事。
Both these come together and Lazarus has new life.
当他们两个都做事的时候，拉撒路就活了。
It is the same with holiness.
在圣洁上面也是如此。
It is the same with us.
在我们身上是如此。
We need God working in our lives.
我们需要神在我们生命中工作。
We need positional holiness.
我们需要一个圣洁的地位。
We need that God declaring us holy by the blood of Jesus.
我们需要神，他是借着耶稣基督的血宣告我们是圣洁了。
But we ourselves also need to act holy.
可是我们自己也需要活出圣洁。
It is only with these two together that we have new life.
只有当这两件事同时存在的时候，我们才活出一个新的生命。
So this morning I want to draw our attention to the book of 1 Peter in the New Testament.
今天早上我们要来看新约的彼得前书。
Because one of the things that Peter is very concerned about is how we live our lives.
彼得在这书中很明显注重的一个关键就是我们如何活出生命。
So we're going to actually start in the very beginning of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1.
我们要从彼得前书一章一节开始看。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect strangers in the world scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、庇推尼寄居的，
who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood.
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
Now Peter makes very clear who he's writing this book to.
彼得一开始就讲得很清楚，这本书信的对象是谁。
He's writing to people with positional holiness.
他写的这些人是一群有成圣的地位的人。
He says to God's elect.
他这边讲到是神的先见被拣选的人。
People that Peter are writing to are going through lots of persecutions.
那这些被拣选的人，彼得写给他们的时候，正遭遇许多的逼迫。
In the eyes of the world, they are second-class citizens.
在世人的眼光中，这些基督徒是二等公民。
In the eyes of the world, they are laughable.
在世人眼中，他们是一群很可以被嘲笑的人。
In the eyes of the world, they are fools.
在世人眼中，他们是一群愚蠢的人。
But Peter encourages them and says, "You are God's elect."
可是彼得，鼓励他们说，你们是被神所拣选的。
When God looks at you, He sees Holiness.
当神看着你们的时候，他看到的是圣洁的人。
Why? Because he has chosen you.
为什么是圣洁的？因为他拣选了你们。
And he already gives away a little bit of that God working and our working in that second verse.
在这第二节地方，我们就看到有一些透露出不但有父神的工作，也有人本身的工作。
Says you have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood.
就是第二节，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
God did the saving work through Jesus for two outcomes.
神借着耶稣基督做了这个拯救的工作，有两个结果。
That we will be obedient to Jesus Christ.
第一个，我们要顺服耶稣基督。
And that we'd be sprinkled by His blood.
第二个，我们是成为被他血所洒的人。
That our holiness would be practical.
所以我们的圣洁是一种实际上活出来的圣洁。
And that our holiness would also be positional.
我们同时又拥有圣洁的地位。
He continues, grace and peace be yours in abundance.
他继续又说道，愿恩惠平安多多地加给你们。
Peace be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and His great mercy He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you.
可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine, and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke by the grace that has come to you search intently and with the greatest care.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细地寻求考察。
Trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing to, appointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。
It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of these things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Peter is reminding them of their position in God.
彼得在这里提醒他们，他们在神里面所有他们的地位。
Who they are in Christ.
他们在基督里是怎样的人。
That even though they are suffering trials and persecutions, they have an assured salvation.
虽然他们在受到各样的逼迫患难，他们有救恩的确据。
Their position in God, that positional holiness is secure.
他们在救恩的地位上是非常稳固的。
And it is something glorious, those that the prophets were looking forward to, but never saw.
所以这个地位不但是稳固，而且是荣耀的，所以是那些旧约的先知他们所看见，他们所寻求的。
And we don't need to focus too much on this positional holiness today.
今天我们不会花太多时间在一个这个圣洁的地位上。
What I want to focus on is that phrase that I shared at the beginning, that positional holiness is no substitute for practical holiness.
我今天所要讲的主要是在我们刚刚所讲的那句话，就是在地位上的圣洁不可以取代你在实际上的圣洁。
We have this secure position in Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督里有这样子一个稳固的地位。
But that's not the end of the story.
故事不在这里就结束了。
That we also need to act in holiness ourselves.
我们自己也同样要活出圣洁。
So we come to the passage that we're going to focus on this morning, starting in verse 13.
所以今天早上我们会继续看接下来的十三节。
And he starts with the word therefore in the English.
在英文说，他一开始中文说到所以。
That means what he's going to be talking about now is based on what he talked about before.
因为有这个字所以，所以我们看到彼得所要讲的是根据着之前我们刚刚所读的那一段话。
This is the outcome, this is the consequence of positional holiness.
当你有一个地位上的圣洁中，你的所结出的果子是什么？
Verse 13 says, Therefore, prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
十三节说到，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Peter gives three main commands in this passage.
彼得在这里给我们三个命令。
The first in verse 13, the second in verse 15, and then the last in verse 17.
第一个命令是十三节，第二个命令是十五节，第三个命令是十七节。
And these commands encourage us to make sure we have practical holiness.
所以这三个命令在教导我们，我们要活出圣洁的实际。
So the first command that he gives his listeners in verse 13 is to set your hope fully.
在第一个命令十三节上说是要专心的盼望。
Because of our position in Christ, that holiness, we have to set our hope fully.
因为我们已经在一个圣洁的实际中，所以我们的盼望是要专心的。
It says, put our hope fully on that grace.
盼望什么呢？就是那要给我们的恩。
That grace is another way of saying that salvation that comes with Jesus.
就是那借着耶稣基督所要来得到的救恩。
Grace, something that has been given to us that we don't deserve.
恩典就是我们得到而我们不配得的。
Out of the genuineness and graciousness of the heart of the Father.
是因着父的恩典，他的怜悯所赐给我们的。
And that grace is going to be given to you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
那个救恩的恩典在耶稣基督显现的时候要赐给我们。
Why does he use that term revealed?
为什么他在这里用这个字显现？
Because it's not a question that Jesus Christ reigns.
这里所写的不是耶稣基督的一个问号。
Jesus Christ is king.
耶稣基督是主，是王。
He has inaugurated his kingdom at the cross.
他在十字架上，他已经成为已经做王了。
What is lacking is not that Jesus Christ rules and reigns.
我们现在所缺乏的不是他的做王掌权。
But that Jesus Christ is revealed.
而是现在所缺乏是他的显现。
That everyone knows it.
我们每个人都知道。
There are many people in this world who do not know that Jesus Christ is King.
在这世上有许多人，他们不知道耶稣基督是王。
That does not make it untrue.
他们的不知道不代表他们所信的是真的。
What needs to happen is that truth needs to be revealed.
需要发生的就是那真理的显现。
So looking forward, the Bible says that when Jesus Christ is revealed, that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以我们所盼望的就是耶稣基督显现的时候，万膝要跪拜，万口要承认耶稣基督是主。
When Jesus Christ comes again, everyone will know it.
当耶稣基督显现再来的时候，每一个人都会知道。
There will be no skeptics.
不再会有任何怀疑者。
There won't be any debate.
不再有任何的辩论。
There will not be anyone that can deny it.
没有人能够否认了。
When Jesus Christ comes again, everyone will know that He is Lord.
当他再次显现的时候，每一个人都会知道他是主。
And so, Peter tells us, because we have this positional holiness, set our hope on that event.
所以彼得提醒我们，我们既然有这个圣洁的地位，我们的心就要专注在那要来的事情。
That is to orient our life toward that coming and revealing of Jesus.
我们人的一生，我们的转向都是要预备那将要来的那事件。
Don't set your hope on the things of this world.
不要将你的盼望定睛在这世界。
Don't set your hope on things that can pass away.
不要将你的盼望停留在那些会将会失去的东西。
Don't get distracted.
不要被分心了。
But he says, put your hope fully, all of your hope.
这边讲到要专心的盼望。
All of your joy.
你所有的喜乐。
All of your treasure.
你所有的财宝。
Is in the returning of Jesus.
是在耶稣的来临。
That's how we're to live our lives.
我们是要这样子的活出我们的生活。
That is very practical holiness.
这是非常实际的圣洁。
But he helps us in this concept and he gives two ways that we live out this holiness.
这里帮助我们更加的明白在两件事上我们如何活出圣洁。
He says first, prepare your minds for action.
在这边讲到要约束你们的心。
The original Greek literally says,Gird up the loins of your mind.
原来的希腊文原文就是小字中说束上你们心中的腰。
In the olden days, people wore long, flowing robes.
在古时的以色列人，他们穿的是一个长的袍子。
Which was very comfortable for doing normal, everyday work, everyday, tasks.
当你穿这样的长袍的时候，在每天做一些基本的家务的事情的时候很舒服。
But not very suitable for doing hard labor.
可是如果你要做一些劳苦劳力的事情就不大适合。
And so they would need to put a belt around it.
所以他们必须要束上腰。
They would need to gird up and make sure that all the extra fabric was all tucked in.
所以把所有那多露出来的松松垮垮的地方全部束紧。
And so that's,Where the Bible gets this picture of girding up your loins.
所以这就是圣经上所讲的束上你们的腰。
To get all your clothes ready to do work.
当我们把我们所有的衣服都束在一起，我们是要准备工作。
But here Peter says, gird not your loins, but gird your mind.
彼得在这边说的是，不是束上你的腰，而是束上你心中的腰。
To get your mind ready to act.
让你的思想准备好行动。
It doesn't matter whether our bodies are ready to act. If our mind is not ready to act, we can't do anything.
无论你身体上是否预备好了要行动，如果你的思想中没有这样子的预备好，什么都不会发生。
So we live out practical holiness to be ready in our minds to be holy.
所以我们活出实际上的圣洁是我们的第一个，我们思想要准备好活出圣洁。
Ready to do.
我们准备好要行动。
Ready to obey the words of God.
准备好要顺从神的话。
He then says, be self-controlled.
在这边又讲到我们要约束自己。
The word literally there is to be sober.
这边的它真正的意思就是要清醒。
Don't be drunk.
不要醉酒。
When someone is drunk, they're not in control of their faculties.
当一个人醉酒了，他身体他没办法控制。
Your actions and reactions are slowed.
你的行为，你的反应都慢下来了。
And so Peter says, be sober.
所以彼得说，你要谨慎警醒。
Not necessarily avoiding alcohol in a worldly physical sense.
不是仅仅说到世界上我们要远避酒类的东西。
But avoiding all those things that can put us in that kind of mindset.
而是避免一切的事物可以把我们的思想变到像醉酒的那种状态。
That is, Peter is not primarily thinking of alcohol, he's thinking of the things of this world.
所以彼得不在这边不是主要是讲到酒类的东西，他是讲到这世界上的东西。
There are things in this world that can dull our minds to the things of God.
这世界上有一些东西会使我们对神的事物渐渐的麻醉，迟钝。
That make us comfortable and complacent.
让我们过得很舒适，非常的安逸。
That gets in the way of our putting our hope in Christ's revealing.
拦阻了我们那谨慎等候耶稣基督显现的那个心态。
The things of this world that we put our hope in.
所有在世界上我们将我们的盼望都专注在其上的东西。
Spiritually, they have the same effect as alcohol.
在属灵的实际来说，这些东西就像在喝酒一样。
So Peter says, be sober.
所以彼得说我们要谨慎自守。
Or be self-controlled.
或者要我们要清醒。
That's the first command. Practical holiness comes with setting our hope fully on Jesus appearing.
所以实际的圣洁是将我们的专心盼望神的显现。
He continues on in verse 14.
他继续讲到第十四节。
As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Right, that's the opposite of putting our hope in Jesus.
这里所形容的就是与将我们的盼望放在耶稣基督相反的。
Being like the world around us.
而是与这世界是一模一样。
I remember I was working, interning at a church that was very affluent.
我记得我曾在一个很富裕的一个教会做实习的传道人。
It was just like a summer internship.
这只是在暑期的一个实习工作。
And at the end of my time there, the senior pastor asked me if I had anything to share with the church.
在我实习的任期结束的时候，那边的主任牧师问我有没有一些我愿意分享关于我的这个实习这段时间。
He asked me specifically, what challenges do you see us facing?
他主要的是问我，你看我们所面对的挑战是什么？
And I said immediately, materialism.
我马上回答就是物质主义。
It's a very rich church.
因为这个教会是个很富足的教会。
And the people in the church are very wealthy.
所有的会员在里面都很有钱。
And I saw that their hope was in their money, the things that they had.
所以我看见他们的盼望是在他们所拥有的，在他们的钱财上。
And it was distracting them from their hope in Jesus.
所以这些东西就阻碍了他们盼望耶稣基督。
How do you think they responded to me saying that their problem is with materialism?
那你认为他们听到我说他们的最大的问题是物质主义，他们反应是什么？
They couldn't believe it.
他们不敢相信。
They're so surprised.
他们好惊讶。
What, us?
他说我们？
I didn't think that was what we were dealing with.
我不认为我们的问题在这里。
They couldn't see it.
他们根本看不见。
Why?
为什么？
Because they were conformed to the world.
因为他们已经被磨成世界的样式。
They were living in this affluency.
他们活在这种忧错的生活中。
And the church and the cultures kind of seeped into one another.
所以教会和文化渐渐地混合在一起。
They were being conformed to the evil desires.
他们被磨成他们的所有情欲上的恶这些邪恶的念头。
And that's the danger of conforming because it just seems so natural because that's what's all around us.
这个被磨成是这么的危险，因为你会不知不觉中成为那个样子。
But us Christians, we must set our hope.On something else, on Jesus.
可是我们基督徒们，我们将我们的盼望，我们要专注在别的事情。
Verse 15, our second command.
15节是第二个对我们的命令。
But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
For it is written, be holy, because I am holy.
因为经上记着说你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的。
Now, if you've been following along in the English congregation sermons, we've been going through Leviticus.
如果你是在英文的聚会中你会知道我们一直在讲利未记。
And you'll be able to recognize this quote that he gives is from Leviticus.
你会知道在这里所讲到的这句你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁是从利未记来的。
It's an encouragement to the people of Israel.
是对以色列人的一个劝告。
The one who has saved you is holy.
那拯救你们的是圣洁的。
He has called you holy so that you can be, act holy.
他召你们要成为圣洁，所以你们要活出圣洁。
So the command that Peter gives is in verse 15.
所以第十五节彼得对我们的第二个命令是
Because we have this positional holiness, so be holy in all you do.
因为我们被召为在一个圣洁的地位上，所以我们要活出圣洁的实际。
The word that Peter is using here does not just mean actions.
在这里不是只是讲到我们要做什么。
It's better translated lifestyle.
在这边更好的一个翻译是我们的生活方态度。
The manner in which we live out our lives.
我们的过生活是用怎么样的一种生活态度。
So because we have this positional holiness.
因为我们在地位上是圣洁的。
Practical holiness means a lifestyle of holiness.
实际的圣洁就说到我们整个人生活行为处事都是在圣洁的一种心态中。
A holiness that permeates everything we are and everything we do.
所以我们的所事和我们的所作都是充满在圣洁中。
Peter is saying there is no part of our life which should not be under subject of holiness.
彼得是在说我们生活中应该没有任何一个地方是不需要在一个圣洁的一个心态当中。
That includes our actions.
包括我们的行为。
It includes our words.
包括我们的言语。
It includes our thoughts.
包括我们的思想。
It includes our motivations.
包括我们的意念。
It includes Sunday.
包括主日。
It also includes Monday.
也包括星期一。
And all the rest of the week.
星期二、三、四、五、六。
It includes all the hours of the day.
包括一天二十四小时
and every minute in between
而且每一分钟
your lifestyle everything every part that your life touches must be holy
你们生活中所碰见的每一件事物都应该是圣洁
because the one who has called you is holy
因为那召你们的是圣洁的
so that's the second command
所以这是第二个命令
Be holy in all you do.
在你们一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Practical holiness is a lifestyle of holiness.
实际上的圣洁是一个生活形式上的圣洁。
The third command is in verse 17.
第三个命令是在十七节。
Since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
你们既称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
It's interesting that he says that we have a father who is impartial.
这里很有意思，他说我们有一位父是不偏待人的。
Human parents are always partial.
人间的父母总是有偏心。
It's what we're used to.
因为我们每一个人都是这样子。
I love my own children.
我爱我自己的孩子。
Suddenly, when I had kids, did not mean I love every child.
我喜爱我的孩子，不代表我喜爱所有的孩子。
It didn't mean that as soon as I became a father, every baby was cute to me.
不代表说当我成为一个父亲的时候，每一个婴孩我都觉得很可爱。
Now I know there are some people who think any baby is cute no matter what they look like.
有些人可能会认为只要是小婴孩，他们都很可爱。
But I'm a partial father.
可是我是一个有偏心的爸爸。
I think my kids are really cute.
我认为我自己的孩子特别可爱。
And that's only because they're mine.
因为他们是我的。
And we all have this feeling of partial parents.
我们每一个人都是所谓偏心的父母亲。
That our parents treat us differently than they treat other kids.
我们的父母亲对待我们跟对待别人是有不同的。
Maybe we even have the experience of our parents treating us differently than our other siblings.
或许你个人经历到父母亲对你跟对你的弟兄姐妹不一样。
So when we come to God, Peter needs to remind us God is impartial.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候，彼得告诉我们，提醒我们，神是不偏待人的。
Why?
为什么？
Because from our own understanding of how parents work, we think this is how God works.
因为我们从我们自身父母亲的经历所知道的，我们认为神也是这样子对待我们。
That as our Heavenly Father, there are going to be some things that He's just going to be able to overlook.
既然我们的神是我们天上的父亲，有些事情他可能就会把它一笔带过吧。
That He's going to let us get away with.
他会有些事情他就睁一只眼闭一只眼。
And shouldn't he? He's our father and we're his children.
不是吗？他是我们的父亲，我们是他的孩子啊。
Peter says no.
彼得说不是的。
He is your heavenly father.
他是你天上的父。
We are his children.
我们是他的儿女。
But he is impartial.
可是他是不偏待人的。
That means he is not going to let us get away with anything.
这就代表说一个不偏待的人父亲他不会让我们有些事情睁一只眼闭一只眼。
And it doesn't matter that his love for us caused him to send his son to the cross for us.
甚至虽然他将他的儿子因着爱我们将他儿子送上了十字架。
He's not just going to ignore things that we do.
不代表他会忽略我们所做的事情。
He's not going to ignore unrighteousness.
不代表他会忽略我们做不公不义的事。
He's not going to ignore disobedience.
他不会忽略我们的悖逆。
He's not going to ignore unholiness.
他不会忽略我们的不圣洁。
And so that leads us to the final command.
所以这里就把我们带到最后一条的命令。
Because that's the character of our Heavenly Father.
因为既然我们的天上的父是这样子的一个性情。
So live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
所以就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
Practical holiness means living our lives as strangers or foreigners in reverent fear.
实际的圣洁就是我们活的生命是活出在世寄居的生命，存着敬畏的心。
Firstly, our lives are to be lived as strangers.
所以首先，我们活的生命是活出一个寄居的生命。
That is strangers to this world.
我们寄居是对这个世界来说，我们是寄居者。
He used the same phrase in verse 1.
他用了第一节的话来说到
that we need to act in such a way to show that this is not where we belong.
我们生活形式是不是告诉别人说我们不是属于这个世界的人？
Our citizenship is not of this world.
我们不是这个世界的公民。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们是天上的公民。
We belong to God.
我们属于神。
Not to the ways of this world.
不是属于这世上的样式。
And so we need to act like strangers.
所以我们对世界的态度是要像一个外人。
How does a stranger act?
外人是如何行事的？
Well, they don't get too comfortable.
外人他不会很在一个地方觉得很安逸。
And then they don't forget who they are.
他不会忘掉自己是从哪里来的。
They remember where their allegiances fall.
他们知道他们最终所效忠的是谁。
They know who their king is.
他们知道他们的王是谁。
So Peter says, live your life like foreigners.
所以彼得说你们是要在世上度寄居的日子。
Know that God is your king.
知道神是你的王。
That the way we act, the way we carry ourselves, our values, our priorities need to be different from the rest of the world.
我们所做的事，我们的事情的优先次序，必须是和世人的优先次序是有分别的。
But most importantly, he says, we need to live in reverent fear.
而最重要的是，我们活着是带着一个敬畏的心活着。
Reverent fear because we know that our Father judges everyone.
我们为什么存着敬畏的心？因为知道我们的父要审判每一个人。
And he's not going to judge partially.
而且他的审判是没有偏心的。
He's not going to look at our lives compared to a non-Christian and say, oh, well, you know, you kind of lived your lives the same way, but you are my child, so we'll just ignore those things, those bad things you did in your life.
他不会看着你的生命，然后再看你的生命跟一个不信他的人的生命，基本上是没有不一样。而他说，哎呀，你们活的虽然是都一模一样，可是因为你是我的孩子，我对你不一样。
So we must be aware that our actions, how we live our lives, will be judged on the last day.
所以我们要知道我们的行为，我们如何的生活，在最后的日子要被审判。
But the reverent fear is not just a knowledge of judgment later.
那我们存着敬畏的心活，不是仅仅因为我们害怕将来要受审判。
But it is acknowledgement that you care what God thinks about what you do.
而是你承认说你对神所在你身上所要要求的圣洁，你是知道你是需要谨慎守着的。
All too often we live our lives with a fear of man.
我们许多时候我们生活在惧怕人当中。
What are other people going to think?
别的人会怎么想我？
You feel other people watching you.
你感觉好像所有人都在看着你。
And we conform how we live to what we think other people are seeing in us.
所以我们生活被磨成的方式是磨成别人如何想我们的方式。
We change our actions and how we act according to other people's likes and dislikes.
我们活的方式是照着世人如此会喜欢如此会不喜欢我们的方式我们来修正我们的生活。
Our life changes depending on whether people approve or disapprove.
如果世人都喜欢我们这样子活我们就照着世人这样子他们不喜欢我们就改我们的方式。
That's fear of man.
那是惧怕人。
At the core, we are saying that we care what these people think about us.
我们的核心思想其实说明了就是我们惧怕的是人别人的想法。
If you didn't care what other people thought about you, then what they said or what they did, whether they approved or disapproved you, it wouldn't change anything you, any of your actions.
因为如果你不在意人家对你所要说的是什么，你的生活、你的行为、你的态度就不受别人的影响。
But you say, "Oh, I can't do this because other people will disapprove."
可是你说，哎呀，我不敢这样子做，因为别人会这样子讲话。
Peter says, "You need to live out your life in reverent fear."
彼得说，你们要存着敬畏的心来活出你们的生活。
That all my life, I need to know that the only thing that matters is what God thinks about what I'm doing.
所以我一生的生命唯一要专注的就是神是如何看我的生活的。
His opinion matters the most.
他的想法是最重要的。
And if man laughs at me, but God approves, God approval means more to me than what the laughter of man.
如果人是讥笑我，可是神是赞许我，那神对我的赞许是远远超过人对我的讥笑。
All kids when they're young desire their parents' approval.
每一个孩子当他年轻的时候都盼望得到父母的称许。
And their parents, what their parents think about them is, it matters the most of anyone in the whole world.
他们年轻的时候父母亲怎么想他们对他们来说是世界上最重要的事。
And Peter is calling us back to that same attitude.
彼得呼召我们也如此的对我们天上的父有这样子的态度。
Live our lives as God is watching.
我们活出的生命是活出一个知道我们的父在监察的生命。
That His approval is the only approval that we need.
他的称许是我们唯一需要的称许。
And His disapproval means we've got to change what we're doing.
他的不称许也代表了我们必须悔改，改正我们的行为。
So practical holiness.
所以实际上的圣洁。
Means setting our hope fully on Jesus Christ's return.
所以第一个代表说我们将我们的盼望是定睛在耶稣的来临。
Second is a lifestyle of holiness.
第二个圣洁是我们生活上是要活出圣洁。
And thirdly, it is to live our lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
第三个就是我们要存着敬畏的心度我们在世上寄居的生活。
Verse 18,
18节。
For you know that it is not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers.
知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
He was chosen before the creation of the world, but it was revealed in these last times for your sake.
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
Through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God.
你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神话活泼长存的道。
For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花。草必枯干，花必凋谢。
But the word of the Lord stands forever, and this is the word that was preached to you.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
We need to live out this life of practical holiness.
我们需要活出圣洁的实际。
Because we were saved with something imperishable, eternal.
因为我们蒙拯救是被一个不能朽坏的永远的宝血所拯救。
This is the quality of our salvation.
这是我们救恩是的贵重的代价。
Because we have such a firm salvation, how must we live our lives?
因为我们有这么一个坚固的救恩，我们该理该如何的活出生活。
Peter says it doesn't make any sense to live for the things of this world that are just like grass and flowers.
彼得说我们活这生活不应该就像地上的草花这样子的生活。
Now grass and flowers are wonderful things to look at.
花和草是很观看是非常悦目的。
But they're not things to put our life around.
可是花草不是我们将我们人生所专注在上面的。
So the call is to live out a practical holiness.
所以神呼召我们活出圣洁的实际。
Because our salvation is eternal.
因为我们的得到的拯救救恩是永恒的。
Imperishable.
是不能朽坏的。
We match our lives to match the calling that we have received.
所以我们要把我们的生活要活得符合我们所蒙的恩召。
We have been called to be holy.
我们被召成为圣洁。
So let us act in holiness.
让我们活出圣洁。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you have made us holy.
父神，我们感谢你。你使我们成为圣洁。
And we do spend a lot of time talking about this because it just the sacrifice of Jesus is so amazing to us.
我们花这么多时间讲到在圣洁的地位中，因为耶稣基督的救恩是这么的宝贵。
Indeed, it is amazing grace.
奇异的恩典。
Nothing we could have done could deserve something like that.
我们所做的没有办法配得这样子大的救恩。
The Son of God coming and dying for sinners.
神的儿子来到我们中间，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And yet, Lord, we confess that we have not lived up to such a great salvation.
主啊，我们却承认我们没有活出你救恩。
We are often too content to just have positional holiness.
我们许多时候，我们得着救恩的地位，我们就满足了。
And not also the obedience that comes with it.
我们也没有活出得救之后那应该有顺从的态度。
Lord, let us listen to your word.
主啊，愿我们都来听你的话。
Lord, may our hope be in you and you alone.
愿我们的盼望独独在你身上。
May our lives just be soaked and permeated in holiness.
愿我们的生命浸泡在、充满在圣洁中。
We live each day, each hour in reverent fear of you.
每一天，每一个时辰，是我们都活在敬畏你当中。
Treasuring only your approval.
我们所珍惜的是你的喜悦。
And flinching only at your disapproval.
我们退缩在所有你不喜悦的事上。
Oh Lord, take the things that we have read in your word and Lord, make it be true in our lives.
愿我们刚刚所读的这些话语，愿他们在成为我们生活中的实际。
That people will see that our holiness is not just the holiness that we are declared in Christ.
愿人看见我们的圣洁不是我们在基督里所宣告的圣洁。
But our holiness is a holiness that is acted on.
而是一个活出来的圣洁。
Heavenly Father, may it be true for us.
父神，愿这样子的生活成为实际。
And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
我们奉耶稣基督全能的名。
Amen.
Amen.